Blog Talk Radio.
And now it's time for Ginger and Nightman. And welcome to Ginger and Nightman. I am one of your hosts, Ginger, accompanied by
your other host, the Nightman. And who do we have with us this week, Ginger?
All right, I think we've got everyone's favorite short balding man, KC.
No, come on, I'm not short.
We've got the Jayco Jingle.
Yeah, that big sexy man, he finally joined us.
And actually, I think we have a caller at the moment. Let's see what this is. Hello, caller. You are live on Ginger the Nightman.
Hello. Hey, this is Brad.
Okay, hi, Brad.
How are you doing? I just
good.
Stumbled across this. I mean, I am just an observant, you know, spectator. You know, I've watched the show now for the past couple of times that you've done this. And I just wanted to observe. So carry on with your, you know, your show. I'll just be listening via...
All right, cool.
In the middle of a dark alley that no one else understands. But
that sounds wonderful.
Are you reading from a script, Brad?
What?
Nothing. I didn't say anything.
Hey, who's this? We have another caller. Who's this? We had another caller.
Oh, hey, it's Kevin, guys.
Hey, Kevin,
oh,
what's up, buddy?
Oh, not much. I wanted to bring a serious light onto the podcast. I had something I was thinking about and wanted to share it with you guys.
Okay, all right.
Interesting. I'm writing this down on my notepad.
Shut your damn mouth. I'm talking. Don't laugh at me. I'm trying to be serious.
Okay, sure.
I wanted to talk about illegal steroid abuse. I don't see what the hell so damn funny.
Nothing, go ahead.
Well, my many trips to prison have taught me that illegal steroid abuse is just as bad as going to prison. Not to mention, if you've been watching the wrestling cartoons lately, Roman Reigns has been suspended, it seems, for doing steroids.
Well, I thought it was pot brownies from RVD.
That was just downright ignorant, Nightman. I don't know what the hell is so funny. I don't know why he's calling no more.
Okay, go ahead, Kevin. Sorry, go ahead.
It's just an epidemic that is sweeping through our sports world and ruining careers as it goes through. Almost like a whirlwind of illegal steroid abuse. If I hear one more giggle, I'm going to split some heads open.
Okay, sorry, go ahead. Seriously.
No. I'm sorry. Since I'm just a comedic act and I can't do anything else that's serious, I'm just going to go make some. We'll buy some bulbs.
Okay, so is that all you wanted to say, Kevin?
I'd also like to know if anybody'd like to buy some raffle tickets.
No, I'm good. I'm good, actually. I bought some from you the other day.
I really don't know why the hell I call him thing anymore.
All right,
what kind of wrestling tickets are they? Because I've been in this dark alley for the past 8 years. And I want to let you know that I've seen all kinds of people selling all kinds of different things in this dark alley. And I don't know what kind of wrestling tickets you're talking about.
He said raffle, not raffle.
Yeah. Raffle.
I said wrestling. What's the difference between wrestling and wrestling?
Raffle.
Absolutely nothing.
Raffle with two F's, you stupid idiot.
Stupid idiot. I have you know, guys, that I don't know if you are aware of this, but I am a friend of a friend who knows a friend. He knows a guy who has been calling on a lot of podcasts lately now named Professor Barney Bowles. I don't know if you guys know this guy, but he's a pretty big weirdo, I think. Because he talks about bathrooms. He calls in these podcasts, and they have no idea what they're what this guy's talking about.
Yeah,
and he makes
he
people feel very uncomfortable.
He actually called into this one, actually, before. Bathroom guy.
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Hey, seriously, Kevin, talking about steroid abuse, that was pretty interesting. Kevin is Kevin's something else. Ginger, what you got for Ginger's Generation this week?
Real quick though, before I jump to Ginger's Generation, we have another caller, so I'm going to go ahead and enter this line. Hello, caller, you are live on Ginger and Nightman.
No.
Would you,
it's me.
Would you like to give
it's
us your name,
me.
Sir?
It's me. It's me. It's NRP.
It's Noah Patrick.
Noah, welcome to the show, bud.
Yay. Never heard of the show before? I've heard of the show before. Didn't know what it was. I thought it was a strip club at first. And somebody was sharing it on Facebook. But I'm here.
I wish it was.
Oh, welcome to the show, bud.
Ginger's
Generation. I had something earlier, but it's slowly slipping from my mind. I can't remember exactly what it is.
Do you have amnesia?
No, that's
Alzheimer's?
I didn't.
You know that's an airborne disease.
Alzheimer's?
You want to know about diseases? How about you talk about disease where people have diseases and die? I have been in this dark alley for years. I don't know what life is.
Nobody cares about your dark alley.
I am Brad, damn it.
I want to hear about Ginger's Generation!
Okay, Ginger's Generation.
This generation is going to die of sickness.
Let me shut the hell up!
Have a nice day, guys.
You're going to die of too much chicken patties.
Oh, ladies, the colors are up.
Roasted.
You know,
Ginger's
Generation. It's escaping my mind right now. We'll come back to that later if I can remember it. But we got anything?
Okay.
For
an Alzheimer's.
Well, actually, right now, I would actually like to skip that and actually go to this brand new game that we're going to play tonight. This is called Impressive Mania. I have two hats here. In one hat, I have a bunch of wrestler and wrestling personalities' names. And in this other hat, I have a bunch of topics. Now, what we're going to do is we'll go around, and whoever's turn it is, I will draw the name and then the topic, and you have to impersonate that person talking about this topic. So let me go ahead and start. I'll Does anybody else want to start?
No, you're good.
Okay, we'll start with me. All right, I'll start it off here. Okay. I have Kevin Nash, and Kevin Nash will be talking about DirecTV.
Oh God.
So Kevin Nash talking about DirecTV. Let's do it. All right.
You know, the other day, my cable company was just charging me way too much money, and anybody who knows me knows, you know, I'm all about money. You know, I sure like the money. So, you know, I ripped it out of the wall and called DirecTV, and they're still charging me a little bit too much money, but not enough money that I'm not really so much worried about the money. So DirecTV is a good opportunity for me. Sometimes I invite Scott Hall over, maybe Sean Waltman comes over, we'll watch some porn, you know what I'm saying? But save me a lot of money.
All right.
Look at the address. Come on.
Whose turn is it next? Who wants to go next?
I'll go last, because I'm...
Okay, so who's next? Who's next?
I'll take it.
Okay, Tyler. All right, I'm ready to draw a name. You have... Scott Steiner. And your topic is... Whirlpool appliances.
Whirlpool appliances.
Scott Steiner
like
talking about Whirlpool appliances. Yes, washers, refrigerators, dryers.
Right,
Scott Steiner, Whirlpool appliances. Go ahead.
All right.
Because you see, I'm a genetic freak. And being a genetic freak means that you sweat a lot more than a normal guy. So when my clothes get really stinky, I gotta throw them in my washer. But you see, my washer ain't strong enough to handle all that sweat. So I called up Whirlpool and I had them send me a high speed agitator.
Oh my God.
To make sure that my washer can wash my clothes. Who wants to go to Cracker Barrel?
Okay, that's
okay, whose turn is it next? Who wants to go next?
I'll go next, Greg.
All right. See, Jacob. Okay, you have John Laurinaitis, and your topic is People Magazine.
People Magazine.
My name is John Laurinaitis, and I am the former executive vice president of talent relations and general manager of Raw and SmackDown. And my thing is all about the people. And that's why you should go and buy People Magazine. It gives the power to the people. People power.
Oh, yeah!
Okay, Casey, why don't you go next? Okay, you have Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, boy.
And your topic is Lifetime movies.
All right, so Stone Cold came back to the broken Stone match. By the way, I need you guys to do what when I pause? If you don't do it, it's not very Stone Cold. So,
what?
Old Stone Cold came back from Broken Skull Ranch.
What?
He turned on his television.
What?
Cracked a cold beer.
What?
Two cold beers.
What?
Three cold beers.
What?
And I decided to turn it all over to Lifetime Movie.
What?
And I got on there, and it was a show about a woman who lost her love. Go figure.
What? What?
And then old Stone Cold decided he'd go rummage through Elvis's cabinet.
What?
And I saw a bunch of spaghetti and meatballs, and I was like, What? Where are you, son? Bob?
What?
Six?
What?
Seven? That's exactly what? How many last time I watched.
What?
And then I killed myself. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Whose turn is it now?
Oh, yeah!
Okay, why don't I go ahead and go again? All right, let's see what we got here. All right, Ric Flair talking about paying his utilities.
Oh, God.
All right, let's do this. All right. Woo! The Nature Boy looked at the pile of bills on his table the other day. And I said, ha, 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 I paid my cable bill. I paid the water bill. I paid the sewer bill. The sanitation hell. The Nature Boy even paid the municipal fee for him to come and pick up the garbage on the side of the curb. Ooh. And the Nature Boy started to get a sweat. All right. Now, all right, we're gonna go with Howard next again, or Ginger again.
Okay. Hello. This is Austin James Honaker. Is this the Lucha Underground podcast?
No, it is not actually.
Well, someone told me that this was the Lucha Underground podcast. Wait a minute. I'm looking at the title, the name of the podcast, dude. This is Austin James Honaker. I work at Cracker Barrel in Bartlesville, and I don't watch Lucha Underground as much as I do, but that's Randy Savage, dude. But I was just wondering, how do I get to the Lucha Underground podcast?
I don't know.
Probably by following all the people doing flips and not telling stories.
Hey, now they don't always do flips, dude. They do somersaults and all kinds of stuff. I would know because I know how to do a sunset flip.
We better get on with this game.
What kind of game are we all playing?
We are doing impressions right now and topics. Ginger, it is your turn.
Sorry.
You have Vince Russo.
Oh,
and your topic
is a dumbass.
Vince Russo is talking about jumper cables.
I don't know how to do a Vince Russo accent. I don't know how to go with this one.
Can I take that one, Nightman?
Sure. Go ahead.
Now you see, my name is Vince Russo, and what you need to fix WCW is get rid of Hulk Hogan, and then we're going to take some jumper cables, we're going to hook it to the heart of WCW, which is Jeff Jarrett, and we're going to turn the jumper cables on, and then we're going to give him the title, because we can't just have Jeff Jarrett laying down for Hulk Hogan.
That's not too bad. KC, it is your turn, and you are in luck because I have drawn the Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, yeah.
And your topic is Colgate toothpaste.
$150
from
here. And it came here for one reason. To attack and protect my cavity. The only way to protect your cavity is to get Colgate toothpaste. The one with tartar control. And it makes you feel like a piece of shit. So I get my toothpaste wet. And I put it on the toothbrush. And just stays left, and just stays right. And I'm having a heart attack.
Okay.
Rip.
All right. I'm going to take this one. I have drawn Jim Ross. And I'm going to be talking about Burger King. All right, Jim Ross, and I'm going to be talking about Burger King.
Wait, Noah hasn't had a turn.
Okay, well, go ahead. Jim Ross talking about Burger King. Go ahead.
Noah? I think he's dead, dude, just like my cat,
okay.
Miss Kitty, dude. All
right, well, I'll go ahead and take this one, then.
No,
you know, just the other day,
way.
Me and the King went to Burger King the other day, and me and the King was hungry, and I actually, JR was a little bit hungry. I was a little pissed off because I didn't have my barbecue sauce on the menu, but that's beside the point. That's okay. I can forgive that, folks. But what I did is I looked at the menu, and I said, I'd like to have a Whopper. A big, flying, bald Whopper, my God. I ate that thing, and I thought I was dead. If God is my witness, I was dead. Whopper.
Did you use your barbecue sauce?
Yeah. Now, all right, whose turn is it next? I believe it's Jake. Let's go with Jacob. Okay. You have The Undertaker.
I'm gone.
And your topic is Kmart Lawn and Garden.
Oh, yes. Thank God.
All right.
Kmart Lawn and Garden is the, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, Kmart Lawn and Garden and The Undertaker, yeah.
Go back to Kmart, Undertaker. Shut up, Brian.
Guess who it's me.
Are we going to be able to handle this one or what?
Like Adele. Hello, it's me.
I'll try.
Does anybody else want this one? Because I can't.
I'll try it.
I can do Paul Bearer.
Okay. All right, Casey, go ahead.
I walked out into my front yard to look at the Undertaker's garden. And I had noticed that my petunias were going to rest in peace.
Oh, no!
Thank you, Paul. I thought you were dead. Then I went to St. Albans to grab myself some weed killer so I could make those plastic weeds rest in peace.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Next you. Up, we have the Macho Man, Randy Savage, talking about apple juice.
Oh, yeah!
So who wants
By
to
the
take
way, that was my laugh because it's very noticeable. Horrible.
Who's doing it?
What did you say? You say yeah. Macho Man talking about orange juice?
Apple
juice.
Oh, yeah!
You stupid idiot!
Ooh.
You stupid idiot! Let me tell you something. The Macho Man only drinks apple juice in the mornings, yeah? Because then they always said that OJ would kill you, huh? Ooh, yeah.
I get it because he's a murderer.
Okay. Next up, I haven't gone for a little while. I'll take this one. All right, let's see. Hulk Hogan. And the topic is Home Depot. All right, let's try this.
Well, you know something, Mean Gene. Hulk Hogan noticed the other day, brother, that the wood on his deck was starting to rot, man. So I jumped on the Harley and I rode off into the sunset with Andre the Giant on my shoulders, brother. And we went down to Home Depot, and I bought some new lumber. It was treated. That way it won't rot, brother. And I installed it. And I had Bam Bam Bigelow come over, man. and he was hammering the nails on there. And then the Macho Man Randy Savage came over with a nail gun and made things a lot easier for the Hawker brother. So Hulk Hogan did what's best. Hulk Hogan's all about home improvement. And when you need home improvement, dude, you go to the Home Depot.
Oh, my God. That was amazing.
What you going to do when Home Depot runs wild on you?
Okay, we have about 5 more minutes left. So let's do a couple more of these if we have time. Vince McMahon. Talking about AutoZone.
Can we toss this one to Brian?
All right, go ahead.
I think, Howard, you're doing pretty good, Vince McMahon.
Oh, come on. Okay. Don't deny me of my mimicking
right. Just chase the Sean.
Ginger Vince McMahon is so on point, though.
I don't care if he's the orange man or the yellow man.
Quick reminder, I have the mute switch in this situation, so Brian can't talk now. No, I'm going to mute him. All right, but...
Think of you, Howard. How have you died on a cheeseburger?
What?
All right, seriously. Vince McMahon talking about AutoZone. Let's do this.
All right, Vince talking about AutoZone. Here we go.
All right. You see that damn DX? Pulled the accent out from under my limousine. I wonder you guys here at AutoZone. Are you able to fix this for me? I said, can you fix it? Fix it, damn it. Fix it or you're all fired. I'll send you all to the fiery depths.
All right, we got time for one more, I'm going to give this one to KC because KC hasn't gone for a while. John Cena, and the topic is Tic Tacs.
How does one impersonate John Cena? You can't see him. How are you supposed to fucking hear him?
No answer.
John Cena!
Does anybody want to take a shot at it?
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to let you down. I can't do
it. Okay, let's try one more here. We got one more. Kane. And the topic is playing Yahtzee.
You said Kane is playing Yahtzee?
Yes.
Malfunctions.
Okay, I'll take this one, but I'm going old school Kane with this.
Are you doing? Okay. Please tell me you're doing the robot voice.
What?
Just do it.
I like to play Yahtzee. I like it. When I roll all stitches.
I really wish I had a voice box for this. It would work so much better.
I have a voice box.
All right, guys. We're down to about a minute left of live, and then I feel like we can definitely take this one in a post-show and have a little bit more fun with it. But
okay. All right, everyone. We got anybody calling in or anything?
I don't have any callers right now, but if you're listening, you can call in at 347-934-0709. If you call before we go off the air, you'll be able to get into the show.
The number is 347-934-0709.
Yes. Yeah. So, everyone who's listening live, thank you for taking a minute to listen. And, we dropped KC, so goodbye, KC. I'm going to go ahead and let this lead us out.
All right.
Total self-destruction. As you realize, Hulk Hogan, you are about to enter a world close to parts unknown. Oh, smell it, warriors. Oh, yeah!
That was an Ultimate Warrior promo and interrupted by Macho Man. But
nice.
We're now in post show.
So, pretty good show, I think. We had a lot of fun with the Impersonmania. I think we should incorporate that.
I love the impersonations.
I don't know what the best one was so far, but the Casey's Ultimate Warrior impression wasn't too bad. Your Scott Steiner impression wasn't that bad.
I have to admit something.
What's that?
Austin Honecker did not call in at all. It was me. It was me all along.
It's me, Austin! It's me, Austin!
Oh, son of a bitch.
I really liked the Hogan impersonation. That was really good.
Just so everyone knows, this is being recorded, and it's going to be uploaded with the actual episode.
Yeah.
At the end of it.
Damn.
So, everyone, we can still do a few more impersonations if you want.
Okay. I have a couple more that I wrote down.
Okay, all right.
All right. Who wants to go?
I'll go.
Okay. Jacob, start. And your topic, your, well, let me see. Paul Bearer talking about McDonald's.
Oh, yes! Oh, yes! I took my own invitation to the McDonald's with a Big Mac and fries. Oh, yes!
You sound like you're on helium dying of some animal. Well, you know.
Howard, do you want to do another one?
Pull one out and see what I got.
Okay. All right, let's see. You have Bob Backlund talking about, let's see.
Making Barry Young great again.
Do what?
He said he had Bob Backlund. Tasha talking about making Darren Young great again.
Okay, Bob Backlund, and your topic is. Oh shit! Well, I accidentally. Okay, well, we can probably try to do this. I accidentally drew a name, but your topic is Scott Hall.
Can I switch it around and be Scott Hall cutting a promo on Bob Backlund?
Yeah, sure, what the hell, why not? My mistake.
I can do a better Scott Hall.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, Chico. You see, here's how it's going to go. You get in the ring with Razor Ramon, the bad guy. Fuck that Roman Reigns bullshit about bad guy, good guy. I'm the bad guy. Now, you get in the ring with me. First thing you're going to get, toothpick in your eye. You think you can run the ropes? You think you can hold your best with Razor Ramon? Chico, I got some bad news for you. You can't handle the Razor.
All right.
Okay, that's all I got on that one.
No, that's actually it. That's all I have in there. That's all the impressions. That's all the names that I have in the hat. And all the topics. So that's pretty much it for that until our next show. Maybe we can all get together and come up with some more.
Maybe we could talk about bathrooms and stuff.
Maybe so. I will actually probably be taking a live shit on our next broadcast. Something I've wanted to do for a while.
Well, maybe I'll be on that podcast for that, because Barney Bowles, love talking about bathrooms and poop and what people do in their bathrooms.
Does anybody else, you know, it's not just a one-man parade here. If anybody else wants to take a live shit with me at the same time that I take one, that would be very much appreciated.
Let's set a world record for the most amount of people taking a poop at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, let's do that. And we're going to start a hashtag, biggest shit.
We can do this like the Atomic Flush episode on Need to Be Classified.
We're definitely going to do that. I'm going to hashtag this on Twitter, on Facebook, everywhere. It's going to be hashtag biggest shit. And we're going to be doing that. So before you get on the next time, you better eat a bunch of shit before you get on here. And have your bowels ready to go, because we are definitely going to be rolling.
Your bowels is in my name.
We're definitely doing that one, yeah. That's something that you can look forward to on our next show. All of us taking a shit at the same time. And aren't you just glad that this is a type of podcast where there is no video, only audio?
Right.
And I'm sure that a lot of people would not want to see any of us take a shit.
I'm almost certain they would rather see it than smell it.
Yeah, Bloody I mean, that, well,
doesn't care about any of that.
So, are we going to do that? Is that an invitation that we're going to go ahead and do this on the next broadcast?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that. We're going to hashtag it, biggest shit. Yeah, and we're going to have. Actually, it's going to be at the Olympics. They're going to actually. We're going to make a commercial for it for the Olympics. So.
Well, count me in, guys.
I love getting on these podcasts
and talking about my studies about bathrooms. You know, it's amazing to me that people don't respect what goes in to all this shit.
But seriously, we're going to have a
professor. Barney bows to you, sir.
Shut up, stupid.
No, seriously, guys. The podcast, we're going to have a commercial for this biggest shit. It's going to be right after the women's 10-meter dive at the Olympics. Greg Louganis is going to be our spokesperson.
Will be the ultimate plunge.
Probably so, yeah, because we're going to shit right in the pool, yeah. we're going to be there doing a demonstration. Michael Phelps will actually be there too. He'll be there for the debut of the commercial. We're going to have Michael Phelps on the show next week. Actually, I probably shouldn't say that because we're really not. But I could really care less if we had Michael Phelps on here or not, because I could give a shit about Michael Phelps. So I don't know if anybody else feels
that
way.
The next broadcast.
Yeah, sure. We got about, 2 minutes left on this show?
Right about.
So, anybody else going to watch the Olympics?
I didn't even know the Olympics were this year, to be honest.
Well, I guess you say how much
I'm
going to
be watching Roots Underground, guys.
I didn't know it either. I just flipped on the TV and saw that they were having the trials for the Olympics and saw some pretty nice-looking women doing some diving, so I decided I'd watch.
Oh, shoot.
When do they do the Olympics, honestly?
I really don't know. It goes to show you how much we keep up with it, because I really don't know any more than you. I know one thing. Now that I was talking about taking a shit, I really kind of have to now. I'm probably going to throw my clothes in the washer. Is this going
to
be a big one?
Is it one of those you have to shower afterwards?
The one of the what?
I said it's going to be a poop that you have to shower afterwards.
Probably, yeah. Probably going to be one of those. You have a big poop stain down the back of your underwear and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Then you return them to the store because somebody will buy them on the west side.
Yeah. Put a as-is sticker on them for 50 cents.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. I was thinking about trimming my dick here, if that interests anybody.
What?
I was thinking about trimming my dick here, if that interests anybody. Don't know how y'all feel about that. Maybe you can do it too.
We're all big friends. Make it look bigger.
Well, you know something, brother.
Oh yeah.
I hope you guys enjoyed my sound effects this episode.
I did. Oh, was that you?
Yeah, it's been me this whole time. I've got sound effects going.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
That sounds awesome.
Ooh, look, I just shaved the bald spot into my leg because I was scratching it with my knife, and I didn't realize that it was cutting the hair off.
That happened.
Oh, well.
I was going to go see a plastic surgeon the other day, but I couldn't find one, so I had to go see a real one. Anyway.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
You know why you can't hear a pterodactyl use the bathroom?
What's that?
Because the pee is silent.
Never heard that one. So, guys.
I got something else, Greg. Steak puns are a medium rare, especially when they're well done.
Oh, my God.
So that's pretty much it for this show, I think. We really don't have any more to tell. Otherwise, we'll blow next week. So we'll have to wait and see. But we'll definitely be doing the world's biggest shit.
Hashtag that.
Yeah, we should definitely tape our turds together or something. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
I mean, I'm not doing it. Somebody else can, but.
I was going to say, we can hire somebody to do that.
I heard that Barney Bell guy really likes that stuff.
We're gonna put him in the Smithsonian.
Put him in the Smithsonian.
Yeah, we're doing that. That's just, I'm not even asking anymore. We're doing that.
Yeah.
So,
we have to.
But anyway.
We're already committed.
Yeah.
I'm
we have to do it
for a whole week. Just so it's that much bigger.
Hey, your kidneys might hurt you a little bit on that one. But,
yeah, well.
Just think of the reward. But anyway, guys, I am actually going to sign out right now. And hopefully whenever we get back on here again, we'll be taking a very, very large shit.
Ooh, I just thought of something.
What?
We should do the impressions while taking the biggest poop.
Oh, my God.
Awesome. Yeah, that sounds like an idea. I don't know if I can handle that or not. It depends on who you're doing, you know.
I think that'd be pretty funny.
I think it would. Yeah, we may try that. We'll wait and see. But anyway, I think I'm going to go ahead and sign out for the evening. And we will be doing another Ginger and Nightman show very, very soon.
Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Thank you.